He is under pressure because this is Real Madrid. He's been removed once by an unhappy Florentino Perez. I think he's done exceptionally.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, new dad Marcus Poom dedicates his Stamford Bridge goal to his baby daughter. Spurs almost outspurs themselves before sealing a Carabao Cup semi-final place. And Ruben Amorim on his continued cold shoulder to Marcus Rashford. But first,
the ball's headed back and it's a goal and it's a mistake. And it's a disaster for Shamrock Rovers. Eventually the ball is turned into the net from just a couple of yards out. Corner kick down to our right hand side, sent in by Dylan Watt. Gets past the first man, body back in, and Shamrock Rovers have scored! Marcus Poom! A volley from 25 yards out, deflects past Jorgensen, and the Rovers fans down to our left hand side go absolutely wild at Stamford Bridge. What a moment for the green and white hoops! They're putting it up to the two-time champions of Europe. Cleary, and Cleary goes back to Leopold, and he's left it short again. Another mistake in the back, and again Gay pounces. And Stephen Bradley turns in disgust, and Shamrock Rovers have shot themselves in the foot for the second time in this game. Ball into Nkunku, and is he just tugged down? It doesn't matter because the rebound is sent into the back of the net by Keenan Dewsbury-Hall. And Chelsea are starting to run riot now at Stamford Bridge. That was the score at halftime as well. Here's Cucurella into the area. Cucurella gets the goal that his performance deserves. Strikes it right-footed, low into the bottom left-hand corner. And he slides in celebration. He probably didn't want to be here tonight. He probably didn't expect to be here tonight. But he's been the true professional. He has turned up and he has delivered big time for his team.
Shamrock Rovers will play either Molde of Norway or Serbia's TSC in the Conference League knockout phase playoffs. The Hoops finally tasted defeat in the group phase, going down 5-1 away to Chelsea, for whom Mark Guiu scored a first-half hat-trick. The one high spot for Rovers was Marcus Poom's deflected equaliser midway through the first half, a goal he dedicated to his newborn daughter.
For me, personally, it's been an amazing week. I had a baby daughter a week ago, and now to score here at Stamford Bridge, it's what dreams are made of.
I saw the Bebeto celebration.
Yeah. So, you know, it's been absolutely amazing. And this goal was definitely dedicated to my wife and my baby.
What's her name?
Matilda.
Brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant. And at that moment, it sort of felt like anything was possible. The way you responded to going behind it, it was a big moment, particularly for those travelling fans.
Yeah, I think we felt that we were a bit unlucky to go 1-0 down, and obviously we had a good chance with Johnny before the corner, and to go to 1-1, I think we gave the fans something to cheer off, and I think at the end of the day we gave up a little bit too easy goals, too cheap goals, so look, we'll take the positives and the negatives and try to learn from it, but you don't play at this level every day, unfortunately for us, so you try to really learn from your mistakes and also see what you did well, and we'll definitely do that now.
Marcus Poom speaking to Nathan there, and despite the margin of defeat, Rovers boss Stephen Bradley felt his side acquitted themselves well against that standard of opposition.
But you made two mistakes for two of the goals, and you also created, and Johnny Kenny looked a real threat at times in that first half.
I thought we were reading the game. I thought, obviously give a terrible goal, they take the lead. Well, I didn't think there was any real danger. Yeah, they had moments of quality, but we were in the game. Marcus equalising, you're thinking, right, well, we're in a really good position here. Is that the way you'd want to be? And then we go and make another basic error. And once you do that, then the goal before half-time, at this level, then they're ruthless. But like you said, those parts of the first half, that was really good.
What do you say at half-time then? Because in fairness to the players, like, and not surprising with all they've done, their professional pride was still there. Like, it could have got nasty, but they never let it get nasty.
Yeah, no, you're right. When you come to these places, it can get messy very quickly. The level and the tempo they moved the ball at. I thought the players were brilliant second half. Half time was just about clearing the heads. We've made mistakes. There's nothing we could do about it. We had to, it's something in January or February when we're back, we look at them and make sure we don't make them again. But the mistakes were made, we couldn't change. It was about clearing the heads and attacking the second half.
You can hear the full post-match reaction from Stephen Bradley and Marcus Poom by becoming an Off the Ball member now. It's in the OTB football feed. The losing margin also meant Rovers finished outside the top eight on goal difference, settling for 10th in the end. So they'll play either Molde or TSC over two legs in February. And should they come through that, It'll be either Legia Warsaw or Cercle Brugge in the last 16. TSC actually pipped Hearts to the very last knockout place by virtue of goals scored. The Edinburgh club were held to a 2-2 draw by Moldova's Petro Club, who were bottom of the heap. That draw will be made this lunchtime. Chelsea finished top of the league phase and in the last 16 will play one of Ghent, Copenhagen, Heidenheim or Real Betis. Larne ended an otherwise miserable league phase on a high with Thomas Cosgrove's goal 16 minutes from time at Windsor Park, giving them a 1-0 win over Ghent. Ruben Amorim insists it wasn't a mistake to leave Marcus Rashford out of the Manchester United squad for last night's Carabao Cup quarter-final. He insisted the decision to omit the 27-year-old was because he wanted players ready to cope with the demands of playing a strong game. Another absentee from the weekend, Alejandro Garnacho, was included on the bench and replaced by Manuel Ugarte with 20 minutes to go. Despite demanding a strong game from his players, United were 3-0 down within 9 minutes of the restart in North London, but they elbowed their way back into the game through goals from Joshua Zirkzee and Amad Diallo. Heung-min Son restored a 2-goal cushion for Spurs before an injury-time Johnny Evans goal made for a nervy last few seconds. Despite watching chances of a trophy disappear, Amorim is adamant he was right to leave out Rashford.
No, he's not the if you feel that you I feel that I do the right thing for the team, so it's never a mistake. So we have to make a selection. Sometimes you like in the game you feel that some of the guys go inside of the pitch and change a little bit the game. Sometimes it's like that, so I think it was not a mistake because I feel that I'm always doing the best for the team in my way of seeing things.
Ange Postecoglou felt Spurs should have been more comfortable with the game being a microcosm of their season. He also defended his goalkeeper Fraser Forster for his errors that led to those United goals.
Yeah, look, he's disappointed as well because he was outstanding for us. I mean, he didn't have a lot to do before then, and even the first half, you know, I thought he was really good with his feet. You know, he found some great solutions, but obviously, you know, I think... You know, he sort of the first one then affected probably his confidence a little bit. He lost a bit of belief, and then that sort of second one just compounded it. So, but he's a big boy, mate, and he's another one that's stood up for us big time this period. Like I said, I can't speak high enough of this group of players. Like, again, tonight we had 10 players from our list unavailable for one reason or another. And, you know, we had a day list. Rest and Man U, we're not able to rotate the squad like we want to, like other clubs can, because we just don't have the numbers. And yet, we're not just getting through games; we're still maintaining our, you know, the kind of level of football. As I keep saying, you know, we'll get to some smoother waters at some point, but. Yeah, this period is going to see us have enormous growth.
So, Spurs' reward is a semi-final with holders Liverpool, and Postecoglou's side will have home advantage for the first leg in the week of the 6th of January. The second leg will be at Anfield, the week commencing February 3rd. The other semi-final will pit Arsenal against Newcastle, with the latter away from home in the first leg. Shelburne have described the signing of Ellis Chapman from Sligo Rovers as a significant coup. He provided 9 goals from midfield for the Bitter Red this season and a further 4 assists. Chapman is Shell's third signing of the off-season following the arrivals of Daniel Kelly and Ryan O'Kane. While Drogheda United have signed left-back Kieran Cruz from Bray Wanderers, the 20-year-old was one of Bray's star performers last season, scoring 5 and providing 6 assists from left-back. Cruz is Kevin Doherty's latest addition to the cup-winning squad following the arrivals of Conor Keeley and Jack Brady. Meanwhile, Dundalk continued to reunite last season's Athlone Town squad at Oriel Park. Leo Gasha will find former Athlone teammates Dean Ebbe and Enda Minogue next season when he arrives for the Lilywhites. And finally, Southampton looks set to make a surprising appointment as manager. Ivan Juric has reportedly agreed terms to replace Russell Martin at the Premier League's bottom club. Juric only last month was relieved of his duties at Roma, where he'd only won 3 of his 8 Serie A games in charge. Prior to that short stint in the Eternal City, the Croat had spells in charge of Torino, Verona and Genoa. Sheffield Wednesday boss Danny Rowell had seemed to be the frontrunner for the St Mary's hot seat before Juric appeared from left field. That's it for today's Football Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Football feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge. My name is Richie McCormack. Football Daily will actually be taking a little Christmas break over the next week or so, but we will be back bringing you your morning fix of football news. Till then, have a brilliant Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Because I'm sure I'm going to come up against some rough times as well as some good times.
I'm the boss.
I'm the boss.
I'm the manager.
I'm the gaffer.
And I'm not good enough.
And at the end of the day, whatever I say goes.
I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. tournament doing well. That is the truth.
We know we can have our arguments, we can have our good times.
It's as simple as that. You have to find a way to talk to them, to the training to them, to the way you have to play, the way you have to press, the way you have to build up.
And at the end of the day, I'm the one who's the manager, and I'll be making the decisions.
You know, it's happened, it's football, and move forward.
The buck stops with me.